We will now ask Judge for his regular administrative director's report for the council.
Thank you, Chief. Good morning once again, council members. I refer to the regular written report that is in your materials for summation of the array of activities that the administrative office has engaged in since our last meeting. I would like to briefly mention a couple of items from the report, but first to share some information on an internal assessment which was initiated by the administrative office in May. Working with each office in the organization, we have undertaken to assess and prioritize the administrative office's entire portfolio of activities, projects, and programs. It's a major undertaking that will help us ensure that our existing resources are directed to core functions and essential activities in our service to the branch and the citizens of our state. We view it as critical to maximizing the benefit of the organizational restructuring we are now engaged in at your direction, and we anticipate presenting a report and a series of recommendations to you for your consideration either at the August or the October meeting of the council. With respect to the written report, I would like to highlight that California has successfully passed the 2012 eligibility review of the federal foster care program, ensuring that our state will continue to receive funding necessary to support almost 60,000 children who are currently in out-of-home care. The California Department of Social Services was recognized and has recognized our court's contribution to that successful review and separately recognized the contributions of the administrative office's judicial resources and technical assistance project team in this very fine outcome. With respect to our protective order registry, I'm pleased also to tell you that this grant-funded system, which deploys through our information technology services office, continues to expand. A total now of 28 counties use our protective order registry system. It was deployed in four more jurisdictions in May: Tehama, San Joaquin, Sutter, and Glenn. And there are planned deployments for four further jurisdictions by the end of 2013. Just under 57,000 active orders are now available to 61 law enforcement agencies throughout the state. And for those who have in any way, shape, or form been involved in adjudicating issues pertaining to protective orders, I think it goes without saying just how significant it is that we can have this network of information from a multitude of jurisdictions available to bench officers in individual jurisdictions when those exigent circumstances come before them. Also, I'd like to highlight the launch of a new family law website for parents and for children. This website is focused on children and teens, particularly as an educational website regarding family law matters to provide them with some support, assistance, and orientation when they find themselves in homes that are being disturbed, as they are substantially disturbed, as we're all aware, in circumstances of divorce and separation. This website has been previewed for me, and I think you will find that it really is a user-friendly resource and something that could be of value to youngsters who are going through the kinds of adjustments that kind of situation provides. The thing that's most interesting about this is that the work product that you'll see when you view the web site was actually generated as a consequence of the work of the Justice Education Society, which is a nonprofit organization that supports the justice system in the Canadian province of British Columbia. Diane Nunn and CFCC, to their eternal credit, identified that site already up and running in British Columbia and obtained permission and approval to adapt it for our use at considerably less expense than would have been the case had we done it from scratch. Shifting to another area within the report, as they work to strengthen the independence of judiciaries and advance the rule of law in their own countries, as we all know, judicial representatives from around the world do continue to visit our courts and as well as our judicial council and administrative office to learn more about how the judicial branches in our country and in our state function. Indeed, most recently at our new judges orientation program, as some of you are aware, a sitting Japanese judge who is on fellowship to the University of California at Davis went through the NGAO process, and I had a chance to confer with him at some length and learn some of the differences between our two systems, some of which are pretty vivid. At any rate, these kinds of interactions are a surefire way to demonstrate how our system administers the rule of law. Recently, another such visit occurred. 29 tour participants from the judiciary of Bulgaria met with Chief Counsel Mary Roberts and representatives of LSO, as well as from CFCC, who provided an overview about our branch, concepts of access and fairness, judicial ethics, education, compliance, and family dispute resolution. These interactions also, of course, have another dimension. Every year, California judges and administrators are invited to other states and, in some instances, other countries to inform the development of efforts to devise judicial systems in those jurisdictions. You're probably wondering where Jody is this morning. Well, I'm very proud to report, as the written report reveals, that as part of the American Bar Association's Rule of Court Initiative, which, interestingly, is in place in over 60 countries, and I might add entirely at the expense of the American Bar Association, our Chief of Staff, Jody Patel, was invited by the ABA to represent California at an educational conference meeting in the country of Bahrain, an island kingdom which rests just off the east coast of Saudi Arabia in the Persian Gulf. Bahrain recently created a judicial council and has yet to staff it with an administrative office or a secretariat, and it was for that purpose that it consulted with the ABA to devise a conference for their judicial and governmental leaders to seek guidance as to how to go about that business. 2 days of presentations regarding administration, organization, and fiscal matters were set up and facilitated the sharing of knowledge on how our judicial council governance process, which has been in place, after all, for more than 85 years, works to support the needs of the courts and the public in our jurisdiction. Other presenters who were invited by the ABA come from the judiciaries of several European countries. So I suppose I can say that Jody not only is representing California in this venture, but in fact our entire country. Exposure for these countries, I think it goes without saying, to our processes helps strengthen the independence of judiciaries and advance the rule of law in other parts of the world. I should also tell you that while unquestionably, in my judgment, her contribution to this endeavor certainly is embraced within the administrative responsibilities that she has in our state, Jody elected to do this work, including the travel time to and from Bahrain, on her own vacation time. So I'm grateful to her for representing us, as I know she did so well, in the Kingdom of Bahrain. Which takes us to transitions and the last component of my report to you this morning. I'd like to acknowledge the leadership of two individuals who are departing our company in retirement. First of all, the Assistant Chief Counsel, Bill Casley, all of you know, who has served in the Legal Services Office for the better part of 11 years. Bill has played an integral role in working with the counsel and the administrative office and court leadership in addressing major and complex high-profile legal and judicial administration issues. He's demonstrated the highest commitment to fulfilling the mission of LSO and to provide quality, timely, and ethical legal service to the branch in furtherance of our mission to improve fair and access judgment, fair judgment and access to our courts and our impartial judicial system. I personally always found Bill's work to be of the very highest caliber, and that he is that kind of disciplined, lawyerly thinker and analyst that we judges can identify so readily and are so pleased to welcome into our courtrooms when that occurs. Now I would like to turn our attention to the retirement of our Director of Judicial Branch Capital Programs, Lee Willoughby. As you know, Bill Guerin will join the AOC on July 1st as Lee's successor. Bill has more than 30 years of public building leadership experience, primarily with the Federal General Services Administration in Washington, D.C., and as you all also know, Bill has big shoes to fill. He will be assuming the leadership of a team of 57 professionals, architects, planners, engineers, inspectors, analysts, project managers, and administrators who comprise the Judicial Branch Capital Program Office. It is my pleasure now, however, to turn the focus back to Lee. Lee is here today and is joined by his wife, Kathleen, and his daughter, April. Their son, Adam, couldn't unfortunately also be here with us today. As I think all of you know, Lee graciously extended his retirement date at the request of our office and of Kurt Child specifically, not once, but twice, to facilitate the leadership transition. I understand that Lee's wife, Kathleen, is here today to ensure that he doesn't defer yet again his retirement. And I have some wonderful news to pass on that actually postdates the written report that I provided pertaining to the work of capital programs under Lee's fine leadership. Just yesterday, four bids of pre-qualified contractors were opened on the new Yuba City Sutter County Courthouse project. Each of them was beneath capital programs estimate, and each of them was beneath DOF's approved budget. The spades go into the ground in August. Mary Beth. Yesterday also, the Department of Finance's capital outlay staff agreed to approve the San Diego project proceeding to bid. That is, of course, our $550 million 71 courthouse facility. Each of these advancements, developments that just occurred yesterday, are so valuable to our capital program, and it is somehow a just, proper, and fitting outcome that these should occur one day before we had an opportunity to honor Lee as he enters retirement. In fact, at this juncture, I would invite Lee to join me and the chief here at the front of the room for presentation of a Judicial Council resolution. Lee, if you could come forward. In recognition of 9 years of public service dedicated to establishing and managing California's state court facilities program, we honor Lee today. During Lee's tenure, more than 500 court facilities were transferred from county to judicial branch ownership and management. Authorization was obtained during his tenure for a $6 billion capital construction program. 10 new courthouses have been built. Another 35 projects are in different stages of planning and construction, all significant achievements in which Lee has played an integral leadership role. He leaves a legacy of courthouse buildings that will stand well long past any of us. The programs and team he's helped to build from the ground up, I might add, will continue to support the Judicial Council's goal of providing adequate, safe, and accessible court buildings for court users and those who work in them every day. I would like to present this resolution with the assistance of the Chief in gratitude, Lee, for your service to the branch.
Came to council in 2008 as a member of council, you were one of the first people I met, and we had an opportunity at dinner where I was able to hear about all of your experience internationally, building across really the world, and I was impressed then and impressed now, continue to be impressed by the work you do and all that you've done for building the brand. Thank you very much. Best wishes on your retirement. Congratulations to your family.
Well, I just want to thank you, Chief. You were, during those early dinners before you became Chief, you were so interested and supportive of the program. So I thank you. I thank the members of the council. You have all been supportive. I thank you, Judge Jarr, and Kurt Child has really learned our business. I commend you for that. I think mostly, though, too, I want to thank the people that have worked on this program. I think we had 57 some of them, that just put their hearts and their talents to work and really achieved a remarkable accomplishment. So, and I think mostly I want to thank my wife of 35 years for her support and encouragement, and my daughter. You know, I used to give my daughter advice, and now she gives me advice. So thank you all, and I wish you all the very best.
Chief, that is a happy conclusion to my report.
Thank you, Judge Jarrett.